Compared to many other rural communities, Wrangell is lucky when it comes to internet availability. But even a few miles outside of town, coverage is spotty.
My phone says SOS at the top instead of the usual service bar.
My sister Dana and I are driving about 11 miles south of town. We're trying to find a place I haven't been to called Pat's Pit.
Yeah, so if we're looking for Pat's Pit, it looks like we just keep heading along the Zamovia Highway here, and we should come to it when we pass Pat's Creek Road.
It's a little bumpy.
Pat's Pit. I thought it would be bigger. We drove through so many holes to get here.
Even without service, Dana and I successfully find Pat's Pit with the help of a map we downloaded from Wander Maps. Wrangell has a brand new partnership with the company. Wrangell's marketing and community development coordinator, Matt Henson, explains the map's utility.
It allows you to download where you're at from the location that you might be traveling to, like Wrangell, and plan your trip out.
Wrangell's Convention and Visitors Bureau recently invested $12,000 to launch a Wander Map in Wrangell. Over the past few years, Wrangell has revamped its tourism branding and is working on a plan to maintain its small-town funky charm while growing the number of non-cruise visitors, also called independent travelers, to the island. Independent travelers can be a boost to the local economy, spending money on hotels, excursions, restaurants, and souvenirs. The borough commissioned an economic conditions report that shows huge declines in visitors arriving by air and sea during the pandemic, but the regrowth is promising. A visitor numbers report released earlier this year projects a 70% boost to visitor travel this year compared to last year. And the borough is on track for more double-digit visitor increases, not only on brief cruise ship visits, but also by plane.
And we want to try to attract people that want to stay here for a week. Want to go out, recreate, go see all the trails, go out and do the things, go see the shelters and everything.
If you think of Apple and Google for navigation, Wander's for exploration once you get somewhere.
Tiffany Vale is the co-founder and COO of Wander.
We let destinations steward their own map. No one knows what's important to a destination more than the destination itself, more than the stakeholders and the shareholders there and the locals there.
The app allows visitors and locals alike to save or pin locations, filter for certain types of experiences like trails or restaurants, and interact offline. Vale says Wander is also launching a feature in the coming months that will suggest daily itineraries based on hours of operation and busy times at different map locations. And Henson adds, it's not just an app for visitors.
We want to put our community first. We want to make sure that our local community is taken care of and can use this just as much as tourists coming. This is not just exclusively a tourist app.
Vale says in Wander's other locations spread throughout the United States, she's been thrilled to see locals use the app and discover new places to explore.
That's what makes people that come visit have a local experience. And nothing's more important than seeing it through your guys' eyes. Right, and having that feeling, because that's what makes you want to come back.
Henson says the borough sees Wander as a better alternative to printed visitor materials because changes can be near instantaneous.
And so as soon as there is a change, if your business decides, hey, we're going to close on Sundays instead, great, we'll throw it in there immediately. Then every visitor that comes to town after that will say, hey, cool, they're closed Sundays. So it's just a really neat option for us to really take the next step into the digital age for the city.
Wrangell's Wander map launched in early July, and Henson says it will continue to grow as local businesses fill out surveys so the Economic Development Office can put them on the map. And there are bigger plans for the future, growing the map beyond Wrangell Island and the nearby mainland. Henson says eventually he'd love to see kayaking trails plotted on Wrangell's Wander map and more information about recreation sites on nearby islands.
We're trying to build our infrastructure, but we're also trying to grow our visitor population as well. And those things have to happen in tandem. And so this app is, again, going to be a great facilitator for that to happen.
For people visiting Wrangell or locals here in town, QR codes posted at local businesses and visitor sites will coordinate with the mapping app, so people can find some food, find a campsite, or discover a new gravel pit, with or without cell service. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.